talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, May the 21st, 2021, 5/21/21. And it's the Exchange Club here on a Friday. Now, last week we did, what did we do last week? We did something. I don't remember. It was something in regard to, I think, Marion history that just blew up into a big mess. So this week we have invited, you haven't been around for 2 weeks, hasn't it? 2 weeks. Michelle Whitaker back here in studio. Now, last time you were here, we did the strawberry pie giveaway on the 49-degree weather Mother's Day.
Yeah.
and you only had to give away a few pieces of pie, right?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Even just a non-mother.
Well, you gave it to an... So they didn't understand the rules of the competition.
He was the first one, and he was very confused. We're going to blame that on you.
Well, at least he listened.
Well, he thought you were going to be there passing out the pie. He asked if Scotty was here.
Oh, well, see, now right there. You won't have me there. I'm not even asking anymore.
But we still gave him a piece of pie, even though he was a guy with no female with him. It was okay.
But do you see what I'm saying? That you won't let me come.
Yes, I will.
No. You say this every week, and then by the time the week goes by, it's back to nothing.
Well, now we have to wait for one of my workers to get back, Jordan, because he's going away to the bachelor party this weekend, and then he was like, when's Scott coming to take orders?
See, everybody wants this. This will be the biggest night of business you'll ever have.
Oh, we're going to do it at night?
Well, whenever.
Oh, boy.
Well, it can't be during the morning. I'm here.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right. You probably want to come on a cooler day, though, because it's pretty hot in the front taking orders.
I'll just be sitting up there, right? It's not like I have to lift the orders.
That's true, until you're like, I think you'll be okay.
I think I'll be great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think you can wing it. I'm sure you've winged plenty of things.
I wing most everything.
I know.
there are very few things that I prepare for.
What, you don't stay at home and prep for all these shows every day?
No, come on. There's never been show prep.
No, I know, right?
No.
That's what people think I'm crazy when I say, like, different. I'm like, I don't, like, I'm not worried about that. And then there's the people that stress way out about.
Really? You have people who stress?
Well, my daughter was supposed to give a speech this week in English class. And she somehow maneuvered her way out of the speech to just turn in the outline in her visual aid and not have to get up and speak.
Because she didn't want to speak.
They got assigned this probably a month ago, and she was, for a month, I would see her all of a sudden just like get, I don't know what it was on her face, and I'd be like, are you thinking about that speech? Yes. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, how can you have me? I'm not afraid to get up and speak, but she is terrified.
But you know, the trick is, it's good to get over your fear, but it's also good to be good. See,
right.
No preparation doesn't necessarily mean you're good.
That's true.
Some people get up and they give a horrible speech. I've seen this. And then they sit down and, I don't care.
Right.
Well, you just bored me. I care.
Well, you know, it's eighth grade. I told her, everybody's probably scared. You know, it's kind of like when you start giving, especially when, I think you give presentations earlier, but when you're little, you really don't really, like, have that fear there as much, I don't think, as when, like, eighth grade, like, oh, no, like, people are going to be looking at me, watching me, judging me, laughing at me. I said, nobody's paying attention, trust me.
No, they don't care.
I said, the trick is, you go first. If you go first, one, everybody's worried about their own speech and reading over all their own notes. They're not even paying attention to you. And two, they forget about your speech by the time it's the end of the speeches.
Yeah, but if you care, they'll care. Even if
right.
You're first.
True.
It's like a shark smelling blood in the water.
I told her I'd help her. I was like, and she had the greatest, because hers was on mental health. And I was like, this is a great opener because you have a story to tell about how you've been having anxiety about it for a month.
Well, that's true.
Right. I was like, you have a great backstory already.
Well, you gotta hook them. in the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, what would be your advice on how to give a good speech?
Oh, gosh. We've got to hook them.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people will be giving Memorial Day speeches mm-hmm. coming up next weekend. Now, I was invited to do that a couple times. Right. And I think because I turned it down, nobody's ever asked me since.
Good job.
Well, here's what happened. I was invited once to go out to the John Green Cemetery where they read, I think they read the Constitution.
Oh, you were talking about that today, weren't you?
No. Yeah.
Weren't you talking about John Green?
No, I'm talking about John Green, who's dead, but it's a different
person. Oh, different person.
Different person.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So one time I was invited to go out to the John Green Cemetery and read the Constitution because they would have well-known people do that every year. And I guess I fell into the well-known category at one point.
There you go.
But I turned them down because I had it was on Memorial Day, and I had a Memorial Day thing going on at my house.
Right, your cookout.
My cookout. So it wasn't, I did not want to do it. I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was asked to do, I can't remember which cemetery it was. It wasn't Marion, I don't think. But it was in Marion County. It was a cemetery. And just come up with my own speech to commemorate Memorial Day. But I was busy that day, too. It was on Sunday, but I think my people are not buried around here. I don't have anybody buried in Marion.
Oh.
Everybody's buried someplace else. So I have to go other places to visit them, and that was the day they chose, so I couldn't go. So ever since then, I don't get asked to do it anymore.
You turned down twice.
I turned up people down twice.
Yep.
But, you know, I would do it because I have a lot to say about Memorial Day if people wanted me to come. And my father was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can give a speech at your cookout.
I may give a speech. My cookout this year is getting bigger and much bigger than last year.
Uh-oh.
Last year was a little off during the COVID scare.
Right.
But this year, I think, you know, it's going to be a rather sizable occasion.
I wonder if it's going to be as hot. It was hot last year. Remember last year how hot it was?
See, I remember, I do the three. I do Memorial, 4th of July, and Labor Day.
Because I saw your picture, because it was small last year. I think
it was
like
small.
Five of you, maybe?
Well, the person taking the picture was there.
And I remember, because you had on jeans and a long sleeve shirt.
It wasn't that bad.
And I guess it was. And everybody was like, Scott, you're in... Oh, winter clothes. It was like 90 on Memorial Day yesterday.
I had short sleeves on.
No.
I did. It was
I'm going to go back to that
Facebook
picture.
It'll be coming up soon.
I know. Because I remember Abby had texted me, and she was like, I'm sitting in a kiddie pool. Do you want to come over? Because it was hot out. I was inside cleaning my house, the basement. Oh, that was my exciting Memorial Day.
Well, see, but I don't like the gigantic... Now, at holidays, bigger parties are fine.
Mm-hmm.
But at cookout, I don't like the big... Because it's hard to find people. They go outside. They go in your house. Some of them will wander into rooms.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. At Christmas, everybody is just sitting. They're looking at the tree. They're eating. We sing. It's done.
Yeah.
Play the piano. Get up. You know,
and
Thanksgiving, you know, it all happens in one area. And nobody's outside at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No, it's cold.
The holidays, oh my God, you can't find people. People want to eat. And then cleaning up afterward, you got to go to the garage and there's food laying everywhere and flies and bugs. And no, you got to keep that under 15 people.
So maybe
that's my Memorial Day rules.
Okay. Just don't have a cookout.
Well, no, people expect it now. Just, I don't know how my house became the gathering place, because it's partially my family.
Right.
And that's why I don't invite certain people who are not my family, because you don't need that mesh of family and not. But, you know, I don't know how it became that Christmas and Thanksgiving would be celebrated at my house.
You're designated now.
For a while.
Yeah.
Many, many years now.
That's what happens.
And last year I had the whole turkey. Me and turkeys, I had the turkey last year, which thawed a little early.
Yes.
And then a few years ago I had the turkey that caught on fire on Thanksgiving night, or the oven that caught on fire.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just have ham. But turkey's too good at Thanksgiving.
I don't like ham.
I don't really either. I don't like when it's sliced. Like, I like to bake it long enough where it kind of falls, like if it's on the bone, and it falls like it's like a, you pull apart, like it's almost like... Cold ham. I don't like the sliced ham. And it's so salty. Like, after I eat ham, like an hour later, I'm like chugging a gallon of water.
Ham to me is not, I mean, I can eat it, but it's not, Like, I can do turkey and cranberry sauce, turkey and green beans, mm-hmm. turkey on a sandwich, turkey in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Ham doesn't translate like that for me.
I love a turkey sandwich after Thanksgiving. That's good stuff. I haven't eaten yet today. I'm hungry.
Smells good in here right now.
Does it? I brought fries that you can't eat, and they're going to be cold, but that's okay.
No,
they were perfect.
No, they'll be good.
Mm-mm.
Why won't they be?
I don't know. They'll be cold.
Well, I can't, like, put food in my mouth when I'm talking.
The curly fry loses temperature really fast, unfortunately.
So it's graduation times. It's prom times.
Is it? I haven't noticed.
Is this the last prom week?
I'm being sarcastic because I've been working for all my kids. I've been busy.
Right. So it's, what do you make of graduation times?
What about, what's going on with grad? Isn't Harding's, is it tomorrow?
Is
tonight?
It? I don't know.
I think it's one of, like, their prom's one day and graduation's another day this week. I know Harding. And then next week's River Valley, and I don't know about Pleasant. But yeah. What do we make about what? Graduations. It's busy. I can tell you that. Parties are all back. I don't know. I'm tired.
See, you asked your own question and answered it right there.
I know.
That was good. No, prom. Did you go to prom?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about your prom.
Oh, boy.
1936, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Did you go in the horse and buggy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have paved roads back then.
What school did you go to?
Harding.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't. You knew I went to Harding.
No, we don't talk very often.
Oh, my. I went to Harding.
Okay, that's nice.
I went to prom, and my first prom was 96.
Wow.
I know. Yours was, like, what, 2010?
2010.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was junior.
I remember it was hot outside for prom in 1996.
It's May.
Yeah,
May.
It was hot.
Yeah.
And...
Did you have to go out and get a nice dress and all that?
You know what? I was not excited about proms, really. My sister, actually, I think she picked it out and tried it on, and she just brought it home because her and my mom were shopping down in Cincinnati, and they found a dress for me, and I liked it.
Were you on the what is that?
Oh, the prom. Like, I did the prom decorations.
Prom committee?
Like, the juniors used to get out of school on Friday to do the prom decorations at the Coliseum. You remember that?
Yo, that was probably before me.
Oh,
but
boy.
Now, here's the thing, though. So, prom itself,
mm-hmm.
What'd you do? Who'd you go with?
I went with my boyfriend at the time.
And what happened to him?
Well, he still lives in Marion, and he's married. And,
oh, yeah. What's his name?
I'm not saying his name.
Why can't you say his name?
Because.
Would he not like that?
I don't know.
Well, say his name.
Nope. There's no way.
Why? Was it a bad experience?
No, nice guy.
What'd you do on prom? Dance? Did you dance?
No, he didn't dance. I went to
Did you dance? Because the girls get together and start dancing.
I went to all homecomings with him in the prom. One prom. And
well, he's done hard time.
And he did not. He was not a dancer. I think I sat in a wooden chair most of the night because he did not dance.
So you just sat there in a wooden chair and talked?
Yeah.
Boy,
we could have just sat at home and talked. I don't even remember prom my junior year. That was a long time ago, Scott.
So what'd you do senior year? That's more of the important one.
I think I did dance a little bit.
You discarded him by that point?
No, I think I got dumped by him.
Oh, he dumped you?
Yeah.
Oh, then mention his name.
Nope. I got dumped by him. That's okay. When I was sick. But I still said he's a nice guy.
That's
I was
good.
Sick.
That's good of you.
I know. That was at Thanksgiving time my senior year.
So then came who you went to your senior prom with.
Yes.
Who was that?
I'm not saying.
What is with this? Are these people in the witness relocation program?
Well, no. The second one is not. He is no longer living, so.
Oh, he's left us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that.
Oh, he was the guy. Well, I've heard about him.
Yeah. So, yeah, he. But, yeah, that prom was okay.
Was he a dancer?
Well, yeah, he was.
He's went on to his reward. Why can't we say his name?
I don't know. But, yeah. Prom was okay. I wasn't a fan of, like, the formal school dances. Now, I went to other school dances, like, we would have, a lot of times we had them, like, after basketball games, and those were always fun. I always actually enjoyed those more than the actual, like, homecoming and prom. I don't know. It's expensive to go to prom. I think so.
I don't remember it being expensive.
I thought it was.
I remember the dinner. Now, did you go to dinner beforehand?
Yes.
Yes, where'd you go?
A huge group of us went to, like, there was a ton of us my junior year. We went to, do you remember, like, Dick Clark's, the grill?
Do.
We went there for that one. That's up by, like, the crossroads. That was up there. And then the second year, I think we went to, I don't know where it is. Like, I think it was called Monte Carlo. That's where we went. Yeah. It was okay.
Everybody goes to Columbus.
Yes.
For dinner. And then they come on back.
But homecomings, I think I stayed in town to go eat. Like, do you remember, we've done so many restaurant shows. What was it? Was it called Bucky's? Out on 95, where, like, Aldi is now?
Well, yeah, I think it was at one point, but it also was,
L&K. Right, yeah. But afterwards, was it called Bucky's?
It might have been.
Because that was for homecoming my freshman year. I remember it was snowing. It was cold. Like, it was late October. And then after that, they had it all early October. Because it was horrible.
So what was your graduation theme?
We didn't have a theme.
You didn't have a song or something?
Oh, for, like, our class.
Yeah.
this is horrible. I don't even know how this happened. It was Aerosmith, Dream On.
Dream On.
It was going to be that or some Whitney Houston song. I don't even know how it came to those two songs, but whatever.
So now when you go to the reunions, do they play that?
No.
No.
And see, the choir couldn't even, like, remember the choir would sing your graduate? No, we had to play it on the, like, on the radio, because the choir couldn't sing that.
So, graduation day, what do you remember?
It had thunderstorm, rain, muggy, hot. It was so muggy and hot in that Coliseum. Very hot and muggy.
And what was your hope on graduation day? On graduation day, what did you want to do with your life?
I had no idea. I mean, I was going to college, but other than that.
But you didn't know what for?
No. No, not at all.
So if you look back 30, 40 years now.
Oh, my God.
On your graduation
years.
40 day.
Years.
40
I'm,
years.
I'm only 41.
Well, okay. You can live in that world. If you want to look back 40 years ago mm-hmm. on your graduation day.
Okay.
How has your life turned out as compared to your graduation day?
I mean, it's okay. I like my life.
No, not do you like your life.
Oh.
I'm saying compared to that day, is it what you thought? If you could go back and talk to that girl on that day, would you say, would it be similar?
Oh, I have a couple things to say to her.
What advice would you? This is good.
I would tell her to, because I went away to school, and because I was shy, I would tell her to stay at school. Definitely. Stay away at college. And then maybe travel more, like when you're younger. I always tell people to travel when they're younger, because once you have kids, it's hard to travel. I don't care. Like, it's very hard to travel after you have kids. I don't know. Maybe move away for like a year. I think it'd be good to move. I've never lived outside of Marion for very long. I think it'd be nice to move away for like a year. I mean, why wouldn't you want to see some of the country?
You know, I don't know, because, see, one of the things that always comes up, has nothing to do with graduation, but it reminds me of school, is when I've been asked to come back and speak to the journalism class at Harding,
right.
Which they've been nice enough to do, I always say, that one of the questions always comes up, do you want to go to New York or Los Angeles mm-hmm. and do this? And I always say, well, if you want to make $1 million mm-hmm. and if you want to be on national television,
right.
Yeah, you're going to have to go there. But if you want to do the work, the exact same job you would mm-hmm. be doing there, you can do that here.
Right.
And you can win national awards and you can
right.
have national attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm split on that whole thing
yeah.
because I don't think you do anymore. I don't think you have to, unless for some reason you want to live next to the Smoky Mountains or something.
No, I don't want to live next to the Smoky Mountains. I don't have any desire for that. But it would be nice to live somewhere else for maybe a year. Like, I've never lived anywhere else.
You know, I had a job offer once, and it's just Bucyrus, to go, and they offered me a lot of nice things over there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice money, nice position to be the news director, nice position to have my own talk show every mm-hmm. day on a very well-established station. And I said no, because, number one, I didn't want to drive there every day, and I knew I wasn't going to move. And number two, I don't know Bucyrus.
Right.
And I like the anecdotes that I know here.
Right.
And it, you know, it just fits. And I know the politicians here. I know who to call.
Mm-hmm.
I know where the bodies are buried. You know, I don't know in Bucyrus where the
right.
bodies are buried.
Well, I mean, yeah, like I'm talking about, if I was moving, it wouldn't be to a town 30 minutes away that's similar to here. You know, little change of scenery. But I don't know. I mean, I like Marion. It's okay. I've been here.
Well, it's because you don't take full advantage. You're a little bit of a hermit.
I am a little bit of a hermit.
And that's not good.
That is me.
Yeah, you got to get out. Like on the weekend, I leave Marion. And I go to other places.
Well, I can't leave on the weekend because I'm working.
Well, then you pick your least busiest day and you leave Marion.
I never get to leave right now. This is like my break, an hour.
Yeah, but you see, this is, herein lies the problem.
I have no boundaries for my working right now.
Right, and that's bad.
Oh, I know.
You have to take a day and say, I'm not going in this day.
Oh, I know. But it might suffer.
See, this is bad because your troops are not lined up then. You got to have good troops.
Right, that's true. And I do, but they all need a leader.
Well, but the leader doesn't show up every day. Even Winston Churchill took a day off.
Yeah, well, I do get days off when it's cold outside. That's the problem. I don't want to go anywhere in the winter.
Right, but now you could take, you should just write, you could be in an hour, you could be in Russell's Point. What a fascinating place that is.
Over to Indian Lake? I've been there.
Well, get over there. Take somebody. You have a friend, don't you?
No.
No friends.
No, they're busy.
Here's another problem.
My one friend is busy. Like, I have, planning graduations. I have a few doing that, and then the other one.
That'll all be over in about 2 weeks.
I know, right?
Then they'll be bored.
And then I might have time to take a day off.
Yeah, just go.
And gotta get these kids through all their spring sports and graduations and parties. And
June the 1st, it's all over.
June the 1st. June the 1st, I think I have a hair appointment that I'm going to. See,
You're gonna get dyed?
Yeah.
Gonna get rid of all the gray?
Yep, all the white.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good.
It's gonna be all gone.
Is it gonna be the same color?
I don't know.
What do you call this, dirty blonde?
Well, right now, probably.
What's going to be the new color?
I don't know. I just tell her to do whatever. Blonde. Blondish.
Blonde. Have you ever been anything but blonde?
Yeah, my hair was dark over the winter.
Was it?
Yeah, you saw me.
Did I?
First day of Stewart's, yeah. If you look at the picture, my hair's really dark.
I don't remember that day very well.
It wasn't that cold, though.
No, it was a nice day.
Yeah.
I remember it.
I remember that day.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember being busy.
It's always busy. I'll try to go somewhere at some point.
Right.
Soon.
Good.
Yeah.
And then report back.
I'm trying. I know I was laughing the other day because I said someone was talking about swimming. And I go, I haven't been swimming in 2 years. Like, I haven't been anywhere in 2 years.
You have a lot of 2 year gaps in your life.
A lot of 2 year gaps in my life right now. Yep. I haven't been anywhere in 2 years, really.
Or done much.
Well, you know, last year was kind of different, though. I mean, we had stay at home. And we
not
were
me.
You were working.
Every day.
Right, and I was working. And we were really busy because we were open still. So I didn't get to go far last year. And this year, I can't even. I just want to get flowers planted in my pots at work, and I can't. Because I can't get to the store. They're probably all going to be gone.
Did you enter Vax-O-Million?
I did. Yes. Okay. Don't you have to do that weekly?
No, I don't think you do.
Are you sure?
Oh, no. See, here we go confusing people again. I don't think that's... No. I think you enter once.
Okay. I thought it was weekly.
What would you do with $1 million?
Pay my student loans.
I don't think you have $1 million in student loans.
No, I don't, but I have plenty. Pay my student loans? I don't know what I'd do with $1 million. That's not really $1 million. I mean, $1 million is a lot of money, but when it comes down to it, I mean, if you say you're going to buy a house or something, I mean, you don't have very much money left after that. Well, depending on where you're living.
Well, it depends on what kind of house you're buying.
Well, that's true. I said in depending where you're living. I mean, I'd probably travel with $1 million. I'd travel a lot, go places. Wouldn't you?
Travel?
What would you do with $1 million? Would you travel?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do with $1 million.
Yeah, right? I don't think we realize how much $1 million is till you actually have $1 million.
I think I would give large amounts to certain people.
Yeah, obviously, yes.
And I would give large amounts to certain groups that I think never get any money.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, you'd really have to think about it. I think the problem is a lot of people that win money, they just go and, like, they go crazy spending it. And then all of a sudden, you don't have any more money, is what happens.
Well, I just think that's an interesting thing to do. I just think that, you know, $10,000 is a lot of money.
Yes.
But let's say you took just $100,000 of your money, which is a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to 10 people and hand them a check for $10,000.
Right.
Now, can you imagine their face?
I would be so excited.
And you get to do that 10 times.
Right. That'd be
fun. I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I hope I'm one of those people, Scott.
Well, if you had shown up or let me come to the place, you know.
What?
You're not a... If you were a steady Friday guest, or...
I think I'm doing very well.
You're doing better this year than last
considering
year.
Considering I'm busy.
Last year was a little shaky.
What was last year? I don't even remember last year.
You came occasionally.
Last year was a blur. That 2020.
That 2020.
I don't remember it.
We were doing podcasting, though. Now, some of those were a little offbeat. They weren't really like this show.
No, those get a little bit...
Those were a little different.
I know. I just saw Abby's post. Did it pop up on Memories? I don't know, but I laughed at her... it didn't, but I laughed at her post she made about our podcast. It was funny.
What did she say?
I don't remember.
Well, I don't remember. What would she have said?
I don't know. It was funny, though. I laughed, and I said, we need to do that again.
Well, we used to be closer. We've drifted.
Oh, she said, in case you need something to do with your time, take a listen. Episode 4 will be up soon. In hindsight, I probably drank too much before recording both episodes. Oh, well. YOLO.
Well, listen to episode 4, then. That's probably the one where she's slurring and... Oh, man. There were some.
And she said the one word.
Don't you remember? That's right. And she thought that, you know... I'm not even going back. It was such an awful thing. And then the one where I made you guys sing, it was great.
Right.
Yeah.
Podcasts is fun.
They were fun. And, you know, they were at night, so there wasn't a lot of pressure. You know, at night it was empty and it was just
right.
Come in and do it and be done.
Had a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Or one.
Well.
I usually had one.
There was only one person who had drinks. Plural.
Yeah.
But, no, the thing about that was, to me, was they were not really subject-driven. Which I thought was good.
Right.
And people were loose, which was good.
Yeah.
You really got people's opinion, I thought.
Was it the podcast the one time you had, like, questions ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good. That was fun.
That was funny.
It was a Proust questionnaire.
I did not like that.
Yeah, you guys really... That's an episode. You know what? Stop the podcast, though. And I don't know the reason behind this, and I don't think we'll ever know. But she's not here, so I can talk about her.
Okay.
No, you know this is true. I used to say...
She's probably listening.
No, she's not listening.
She's listening.
No, it's graduation time. She's busy. But here's the thing. Here's what happened. We did... How many were... There were like 10, something right. like that, 8 or 10. And she always promoted them, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason for that was that, like, if I would promote it,
mm-hmm.
her friends couldn't see it.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't understand why I would promote it. It wouldn't make much sense.
Right.
So I would send her the link, and mm-hmm. she would promote it. Well, this went well for the first, like, however many there were, all of them,
mm-hmm.
except the last one. And the last one I sent to her, and I knew there was something wrong, because it like, the next day it wasn't up there, and it always was. And I said, well, why didn't you promote that? And she said, oh, I'm busy. To this moment, it has never been heard by anybody. Because it was never talked about again. It was just kind of... So I don't know what caused that. I don't think we'll ever know the real reason.
Was that when she was mad at you?
I still can't remember why she was mad at me.
I don't know.
She lied about that, by the way.
What? I don't think she lied.
Well, she did lie about being mad at me. She admits to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
she told me she was fine, and come to find out, she really was ticked. That's the only time any of the three of us in 2 years have ever, I think, really been mad.
Oh, yeah. I don't really get mad.
Well, I've been mad at you guys, but I just haven't told you.
Oh, you've been mad at us? Oh. I was like, what did we do?
No, but that was a...
Yeah, I don't really get mad at... I don't
but I still can't remember what it was.
I don't remember what our last podcast was about. Do you?
No, it wasn't anything, like, bad. That's why I couldn't figure out why it was such a whatever, a non-promotable thing.
Was that, like, during Stay at Home?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't remember. Donuts? Were we talking about donuts?
I don't know, but it's still there. It's online if you Google it.
Okay, I'll Google it.
Or YouTube it.
YouTube it and listen.
Yeah, you can listen, but it was never promoted, so it has far fewer listens than anything else.
I honestly, last year was like the longest year ever, I think. I feel like this school year has been the longest school year ever.
This year?
Yes. Like, I look back, and your earphones are falling out.
They did.
And I look back, and I think, I did a long-term substitute position for 9 weeks at the beginning of the school year, yeah, and it feels like forever
but
ago.
But you got the COVID.
And then I got COVID.
It's hazed your brain.
It's just, feels like the, between like all the, they're going to school, then they didn't go to school, they were on remote, then they went back to school.
What do you think of Vax-a-Million? You think this is a good thing, $5 million to get people back? And apparently it's not working. 35% of people vaccinated in Marion.
It's not working.
That's what Tracy Kinsler said yesterday.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm so confused by everything that is surrounding the vaccines right now and all the guidelines. I just don't even know anymore.
You got the vaccine, though.
I did.
Were you worried?
About the vaccine?
Well, it's got to be the reason. We're only at 35%.
Well, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, too, to boot. Oh, you know, I got it, and then 2 weeks later, it was stopped. I was like, oh, here we are.
Did you have side effects?
I just told you, like, my ears bother me, but I don't know if that's from COVID or the vaccine or what, but my ears have been driving me crazy ever since I had COVID. I don't know why. I swear I can't hear as well. I have vertigo right now.
So, and you said you had some breathing issues when you went to the gym.
I did when I went back, yeah. Remember, I was running up the stairs one time at the old place, and you're like, are you out of breath? I was like, yeah, I'm running up the stairs in a mask.
Now, has that cured up?
Well, I haven't done any physical activity lately besides working, so we'll see. I might die once I start physical activity again.
You might be a long hauler.
I don't know. I hope not.
You were at you were going to a gym there for a while, right?
Yes.
Which I believe is bad.
It wasn't a gym. It was a, well, yeah. It's not bad. I just haven't had time to go to a gym lately. I've been working. And then by the time I get home, I'm tired and I'm sleeping. So.
Right, but why were you going at that particular point in time?
Because I liked the classes they were teaching.
What were they doing? Zumba?
No, it was bar class.
Bar class?
Yoga.
Oh, yoga. Okay.
Yeah, I like yoga.
What did you learn?
I mean, I learned yoga poses, and I learned bars really hard. And no matter how many times I went to that class, it didn't get easier. It was hard.
Did it do anything for you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I was definitely in better shape. Besides my breathing when I was running, I was dying. But that was from, yeah. I don't know why people aren't getting the vaccine. Why do you think? I don't know. Just
fear.
Fear.
Why?
Well,
but
it.
It's not, you know, it's not a bad fear.
Right.
It's a caution.
It's okay to be cautious.
Sure.
I understand.
But I think, as I was talking to somebody else the other day, I said, now, the options are, and they're not the greatest options in the world, and sometimes they're not.
Right.
Get the vaccine and possibly get sick, or don't get the vaccine and catch something that possibly could kill you.
Right. True.
These are not good options.
I mean, I got sick after I got the vaccine. I did not feel well for two days. I had a fever.
I'm just trying to avoid death during a pandemic.
Right. Like, and basically, my vaccine, I got the same thing I got when I had COVID, which is a fever and I was tired. Fever and I could feel it. It was about, I don't know, 12 hours afterwards, I got a fever. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh, I got a fever. So, I didn't, yeah. But I'm glad I got it.
So, do you think, have you ever been to the Quarry Street Cemetery?
No. There's a cemetery?
Over on Quarry Street. Drive by there on the way home tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, drive by Quarry Street, and you'll see the cemetery. Now, the founder of Marion, Eber Baker, was buried in that cemetery, but now people park on it.
Here's a fun fact. I didn't even know who the founder of Marion was. I did not have a Marion. We didn't have a history class for Marion in high school, but they have a really good one at Harding now.
Oh, Lord.
They do have a good one at Harding
now.
Well,
that's nice.
It's awesome.
But, you know,
my long term, I sat next to that class. I could hear him teaching, and I would listen to what he was saying. because it was. I was like, I wish I could take this class.
This is Ohio history.
No, he teaches a Marian history at Harding.
But you see, here's the problem.
Okay,
I don't think they're always right. Now, I'm not. I don't even know who this is.
Isn't history just someone's what they wrote down?
But see, I don't know. Because this whole Eber Baker thing, to me, is a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done some investigating on this. I'm like the ID channel.
I didn't even know who found it. I feel horrible now.
So Eber Baker was buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery.
Okay.
Which at that time was a very well-to-do cemetery with, like, Civil War veterans and all that sort of thing. So then, that cemetery went into disarray for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marian Cemetery was built. Now, this is, you know, pre-President Harding, but not too far ahead.
Right.
So it becomes the big cemetery in town. And somebody decides, oh, we probably shouldn't have our founder buried over where people are parking their cars now.
Right.
On this dilapidated, vandalized, closed cemetery.
Right.
So the story was, they exhumed his body and they put him over in the Marian Cemetery. And there is a nice headstone in the Marian Cemetery that says Eber Baker. And he's a... Okay. I cannot find anywhere where his body was ever exhumed and taken to the Marian Cemetery. You think that would be news?
Yeah.
And you have to get permits. And the Marian Cemetery, which Quarry Street is no longer open, so there's no paperwork.
Right.
Marian Cemetery has zero paperwork on any body ever being brought there. So do you think he's there, or do you think he's still over under parked cars on Quarry Street?
Under parked cars.
Yeah. And people don't like me saying that because they did put up a fence, so nobody's parking on it anymore. But for years, they did.
Yeah. I bet he's still there, if there's no record.
And how would they find him?
I don't know. That sounds like a fun activity.
To exhume him? I mean, really, back in his day, it was wooden boxes.
And how do they know it's him?
Right.
Like,
so I'm saying, I don't think
your pick.
I think we are saying that so it we don't sound awful.
Okay, I didn't know there was a cemetery over there. Maybe I do need to get out more.
And here's what you need to do tonight when you get off. Go out to Cardington Road.
At 8 o'clock at night? Yeah, 9 o'clock?
Oh, boy.
That's scary.
Oh, my.
You want me to go to cemeteries at 9 p.m.?
No, I did, but that's just me.
Well, if we're going to if I'm going, you're going, and then if you guys, are you guys on your show tonight?
Well, we can take the tour
then
afterwards.
Angie's coming, too.
Angie can come, and well, she's been to all these. I take her to the cemeteries.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Isn't that a good, that's a good time
for
with me. Let's go to the cemeteries. Listen.
I like to walk around the cemeteries.
Well, no. We're going, we go up to the Cardington Road.
Okay.
And you see, what's his name? John Green.
Okay.
Whatever. John Grimm. It wasn't
Grimm.
John Green.
You said
John Green.
I thought
John Grimm.
I thought you said Green today.
Oh, Grimm. John Grimm is buried out there on Cardington Road by himself.
Okay.
Just.
Why?
Because a tree fell on him or something.
Oh.
And then you go over and see the Gypsy Queen at the St. Mary Cemetery.
Okay.
Then you go over to the Quarry Street Cemetery, and you pretend that Eber Baker has been moved.
Right.
And you see that.
Okay.
And then you go and look for Ebenezer Roseberry, who fell off the back of the truck, and he's somewhere on the side of the road, too.
Oh, jeez.
It's the tour of cemeteries right here in Marion.
He's on the side of a road somewhere?
You never heard the story of Ebenezer Roseberry? Oh, I told it earlier.
I was listening and not listening. I had it on and I was walking in and out.
He died. His friends got drunk at his wake. They decided to take him out. It was back in the horse and buggy days.
Right.
They got drunk. They were carrying the body along the side of the road. They hit a bump. He fell out of the back of the truck.
Oh.
They were drunk. Didn't want to pick him up. So they left him there.
Oh, well.
And that's the story of Ebenezer Roseberry.
Oh, wow. But we don't know where he is.
I do, but I don't have the book here. I have the story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this what you
because
do?
Because I am a history... I am the keeper of Marion's history.
Clearly.
That's what I want to be known as.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely learned more in this 10-minute...
Listen, you ever walk into my office in my house, I've got boxes of pictures. People give me stuff.
You have to answer the door when we come to your house.
I don't know that I've ever... See, there was some confusion a few weeks ago. I've never invited you over. No, there's never been like, oh, come on over. There's been two occasions where you showed up.
That's right.
Yeah. But
no,
I didn't say, hey, come over, let's have dinner.
I don't remember. I don't recall the first time we were communicating. No, we weren't. That was the second time. You weren't home.
No, I think you were a little soused the first time.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't drinking at all.
You had a bad day.
I don't remember.
No. Because I was doing my Facebook Live
show. You're on Facebook Live, yes.
Yeah. And you said you were going to come over.
Yes, Abby and I. We stopped.
Yeah,
we
I think only
driveway.
Because I challenged you. I said, no, you're not going to do
exactly,
that.
Exactly. That's why we came.
Right. So there you
challenged.
Came.
It's, that's your own fault.
Because you guys like to stalk people.
You
and it's
did.
A sick thing.
It's
it's a sick thing. You guys should really work on it. It doesn't work.
We don't stalk people.
You stalk people. You try to get people's addresses. You try to get people. You find where people are. You look at cars that are left in people's driveways. You knock on doors.
What?
Very bad.
Oh, my.
Very, very bad.
Oh, Lord.
Suspicion is not a good trait in somebody.
You have the longest message over there on your computer screen.
Well, I do.
Someone wrote you a book.
I'm very busy.
You are. We're all busy. Oh, Abby just tuned in.
Oh, did well. 3 minutes left. Tune on in.
We're important people.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't make the list today, I guess.
I don't know where she's doing today. Well, she was working. She's trying to get everything done at work. For next week, because she's
right, she's got a big graduation party coming up, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does. I don't even know what day, May 29th, maybe?
I don't know, but that's good.
I know, it is good. Last year, graduation parties were very far, few, and in between. We just threw mine together. It was great, because
something she said no.
There were no expectations.
Did you say the wrong date?
It's not May 29th? What day is it? I don't know. I can't keep them. I have so many kids having graduation parties. She said, OMG, no. I don't know what she's saying.
Oh,
I'm
that's
confused.
Terrible. You know, this is why she can't come.
Oh, her kid blew his tire.
Oh, no. Which one? Luke?
Yeah, the one that, well.
Oh, the one that drives?
The one that drives.
Yeah.
I hope it's not Owen or Kason.
Well, she had her kids late in life.
May 29th, I was right.
Okay, well, that's good.
Did you say she had her kids late in life?
Sure. A woman her age shouldn't be having kids.
Oh, my.
When she's, you know. Two great kids, though. I like her. I've always said
three.
That,
she has three kids.
I'm talking about the later in life kids.
Oh.
The 18-year-old was, you know, she was middle-aged then. But
oh
now
my
these
gosh.
Two recent ones were later in life.
Owen is 14, going to be 15 this Sunday. I think he's going to be 15. He has the same birthday as Casey, my daughter.
She's very, they're very eclectic. Which has surprised me because she can't even, you know, icicles on a tree. Oh, man, she's wrecked so many projects that a trained monkey could do. But her kids are just genius when it comes to things like that. I don't know where they came from. I think they might be adopted.
I mean, she said we're not stalkers. And
oh, I beg to differ.
She just bought four new tires a month ago. That kind of stinks. Tires can be expensive.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. She had Luke at 24.
24th of the month?
24.
24th of the month.
24 years
24th
old.
Of the month. No, I'm glad I'm glad he's okay and that's important, but she does. She has very eclectic kids. You have eclectic kids, too.
Do I?
The ones I've met.
You've met.
Oh, I love your son. You know that. I think he's great. I helped him the other day at the grocery store. Helped with his headache. Did he tell you that story?
Yeah, I don't think he took any of it, though.
No,
I just paid for it.
Because
and
he had caffeine.
I said, all that migraine medicine is Tylenol and caffeine together.
Oh, I was trying to help him.
Very helpful.
He was ill.
He had a migraine.
And
he had a headache.
I said, do you know they have medication over the counter for that? And he did not. So I walked him back to the aisle and helped
yeah,
him.
He doesn't take medicine normally.
He wanted to do that day.
He didn't. I don't know. I told him to take sinus medication.
I think he had a migraine.
Well, sometimes it's brought on by sinuses. Mine are all sinus.
But I helped him.
You did.
Right, and I like him.
And I have the medicine at home.
He's very nice.
He is.
I've never met your daughter. And
she's the one that got out of the speech. She's very persistent.
The other
Dylan.
Yeah, I met him.
Yes, after basketball.
He's never spoken.
He's very quiet.
I wouldn't even know what his voice sounded like
I
if
know.
I heard it.
He's quiet.
Always seemed like a nice kid.
He is nice.
We would walk down the hallways to our cars, and mm-hmm. he would be there, and he would never say a word.
Yeah, he's quiet. He's very loud, though, at home with his friend. Like, if he's online with his friends, he's loud. Loud.
Yeah. But now her kids, I've met all of them,
mm-hmm.
because at one time or another, they showed up over there and at the school, and I liked all them. Yeah. You know, one was doing videos one time in his room, and mm-hmm. I thought that was very cool. And the other one I just thought was very sarcastic, and that was very cool, the middle one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the older one, protective of his mother. But when somebody's that age, you got to be.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. And very good athletic kid.
Yeah.
So all good. But clearly adopted.
And, oh, my.
You know, what can you say?
Abby said her kids are just like her.
Okay. Well, what can you say?
Yeah, Casey would come here, and she would just probably look at you and laugh. She would just keep laughing.
No, she used to watch the Saturday night Facebook Live yeah. show, right? Yeah, she's
yeah.
there.
She's
yeah.
very much a teenager now. She's going to be 14 on Sunday. See, her and Owen, isn't that weird? We both have a we both had a kid on May 23rd, 1 year apart, though.
But you had your kids at a younger age, because your kids are all older. She had a kid, one kid, when she was middle-aged, and then she had two kids
horrible.
When she was older.
I did. My last kid was at 27, I think, 28. I can't remember.
I think she might have been, you know, I heard some tabloids were called because
oh,
she was so
boy.
Old that the kids were...
Oh, she wasn't that old.
Well.
He's, how old's Kason? I don't remember how old he is. We're not that old.
In any event.
We're not that old.
So,
I was
you'll
in
be
that horse and buggy where the guy fell off
hey.
The wagon that night.
Yeah, you were one of the drivers of
I
the
was
wagon.
One of the drivers.
One of the drivers.
Back
old
then.
Ebenezer Roseberry.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be fun, Angie and me and you, and we all get in the car and we go on the cemetery tour? You got to go at night. You can't go during the day.
Oh, that would be fun. I would like doing that.
And I could give you all the information, fill you in. Then you take your kids. It's like a thing.
Well, Dawson would probably want to come.
Well, bring Dawson.
Yeah, because he likes history. And but he's kind of, I don't know if he'd like the cemeteries at night.
Well, you only go,
I can go, he could go.
Well, sure. No. Well, John Grimm is not in a cemetery. He's on the side of the road.
Casey
so is Ebenezer
like
Roseberry.
Casey likes scary stuff. Like,
well, bring her.
She likes that kind of stuff.
Oh, boy, these kids would get a real education.
She wouldn't be interested in the educated part, but she would like...
Well, no, the educated part is this is why they're here.
Right. I would be interested in it.
It's going to happen.
I've never been to a cemetery at night.
Right. You don't even know about the gypsy... And the gypsy queen, I could give you a dissertation on that whole thing.
Yeah, you talked about that.
Well, I've given speeches on that.
Oh.
I've done my homework on that one.
You must know a lot about Baker. Cemeteries here.
Well, I know I'm going to end up in one someday, so I'm cramming for the final. That's what you got to do.
You might be on the side of the road. You never know.
That's what I want. I want to see if that's legal. Just wherever I drop, bury me there. Like if I drop here, right here.
That is kind of crazy if someone just fell off and they just, there you go. There you are. Side of the road.
You know, she just gave an age that she was when she had one of her kids. Multiply that by three and you might get it.
Oh,
now, so you'll be back next week. You have to come, so just plan it because it's the Friday before Memorial Day, and that's a very big show. That's the official beginning to summer. And next week you need to bring hamburgers and hot dogs, and we're going to have a Memorial Day thing right here on the Friday show because we're going to have it outside. I'm going to have the shows on the porch.
Oh, we're on the porch.
Friday next week we're going on the porch to do all Friday shows. Next week we'll be on the porch.
Oh,
live from the porch.
Oh goodness.
Oh yes, it's going to be a day.
You're going to hear all the trucks going by and
yeah, but it'd be real eclectic.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to invite Mary Ellen.
I'm just going to keep driving by and honk.
It's going to be like a cookout.
Honk.
I think Angie will be
all
here.
Morning,
Mary Ellen will be
horn.
Here. Mary Ellen will get mad. She'll deck you. And I think President Harding's coming.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. The lengths that people are going to come to this
I'm
thing.
Telling
you. You better watch out. It's going to be big next Friday.
There's Santa Claus coming. There's a Santa Claus suit
here. I knew you'd make mention of that. We're done. Everybody have a great week, and I'll be back on tonight, 8 to 10. Stay tuned for much more here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Standing traditions such as the peanut push and Buckeye Chuck. Evers Arena at the Marion County Fairgrounds is named after Charlie after the arena had burned down and he used the airwaves to raise money to build a new arena. A highlight of his career came in the early 1980s when he found and restored Lady Justice and placed her